Okay, I talked to the new K2K result at this conference. And K2K consists of collaborators from about 10 countries. And after 2002, we have a new collaborator from Canada, Italy, France, Spain, Switzerland, and Russia. And that makes our collaboration more strong. And we appreciate that. And the brief history of the K2K is explained its proposal in 1995 to study the atmospheric neutrino anomaly. At that time, Kamio Kande experiment and IMB show the anomaly. And we start data taking in 1999. And in 2000, we published the first paper. We observed less number of neutrinos than the expectation at 2 sigma level. And in 2002, the previous neutrino conference, we also present the indication of neutrino oscillation from the both deficit of the muon neutrino and also distortion of the energy spectrum. But at that time, the probability is a level of 1%. And today, we present more confident result to tell the confirmation of neutrino oscillation with both deficit of muon neutrino and the energy spectrum distortion. And overview of K2K experiment is that we use a 12 GeV proton hit on the target at KK, and pion is focused to the direction of the super Kamio Kande, and this pion decay to muons in 200 meter long decay volume, and this muon is monitored by called muon monitor to make to monitor the direction of the neutrino beam, and then we measure the neutrino flux at a near detector at KK. And observe the also neutrino event at Super Kamio Kande, 250 kilometers away from KK. And again, I want to emphasize the signal of neutrino oscillation at K2K is a reduction of muon neutrino event and also distortion of the energy spectrum. And the neutrino beam and the direction control is a very important feature in long baseline experiment. At K2K, we make about 1 GeV neutrino beam by a dual horn system with 250 kiloampere operating current. And this is the plot of the muon monitor, monitor the center of the muon profile. And this is a 99 June, and this is February 2004. And we monitor the beam direction, spill by spill, and make it confident beam is anytime directed to the Super Kamio Kande within plus minus 1 milliradian accuracy. And this is accumulated proton on target at K2K. And this K2K1 is a period before the Super K accident. This red part is the time when we work for recovery of the Super Kamio Kande. And after recovery, we define the experiment as K2K2. And that result of the K2K1 is already published, and today we announced the result of combining both period of K2K1 and K2K2. And neutrino spectrum and Fournier ratio, this is again our strategy how to measure the neutrino oscillation. Neutrino beam produced, and neutrino spectrum is measured at KK. And then we have to extrapolate this neutrino spectrum to super K side. And we use a beam Monte Carlo based on Giant 3. And also, this Monte Carlo is validated by called pion monitor. We monitor the pion momentum and the kinematical profile just after the second horn. And this is our called Fournier ratio, spectrum ratio between KK and Super K. And central value is around 10 to minus 6 because of this 250 kilometer. And Super K event selection is kind of very simple. We know when we extracting the protons, and also we know when we observe the event at Super K. And these two clocks are synchronized by GPS, and also take care of this time of flight of 0.83 milliseconds. And this is the time difference between expected minus observed. And the first lines are without all event with decay electron cut. And once we require the deposit energy is greater than 20 MeV, already we start seeing the K2K neutrino event. And once required no activity in outer detector, event vertex in fiducial volume, and energy deposit is greater than 30 MeV, we see clear case neutrino event from the KK. This log scale. And then with new analysis, we observed 108 event with this time windows. Expected background by atmospheric is a 2.4 times 10 to minus third event in this time window. So very clean samples of the beam neutrino. And go to section three, analysis overview. And at first, at KK side, we observed the number of neutrino interaction. Also, study the muon momentum and angular distribution of the by neutrino interaction. And by using neutrino interaction Monte Carlo, we measure the flux of neutrino and also study some neutrino interaction model tuned. And then Fourier ratio to extrapolating to observe the number of neutrino event and also expected reconstructed neutrino energy at super K. And there is an observation. Once we compare and if there is a disagreement, also we perform the oscillation fit to measure the neutrino oscillation parameter. And this is our tool, means a K2K neutrino interaction Monte Carlo model. And some expert is interesting what we are using. This is just a list. And charged current quasi-elastic is a very important channel to measure the neutrino energy. And when we say reconstructed neutrino energy, we are assuming the event happened at a charged quasi-elastic. And then there is other than charged current quasi-elastic, we call the single pion resonance production, deep inelastic, coherent pion, and the neutral current event. And also, we take care of the nuclear effect in our Monte Carlo simulation. And then, at first, we have to measure the neutrino spectrum at near detector. And we have several near detector at KK side. 1 kiloton water Cherenkov detector, similar technology as a super K, and scintillation fiber, water sandwich detector, and called sci-fi. And before year 2002, we have a red glass calorimeter to measure the electron neutrino contamination in our beam. And after 2003, we installed a new scintillator bar detector called cyber, full active fine grain detector. And at the downstream, there is a muon range detector to measure the muon coming from these detectors. Then at first, flux normalization measurement by using a 1 kiloton detector. Again, I already explained this one. And number of super K expected event is with this formula. Based on number of observed event at 1 kiloton, times we call the fine to near ratio, flux times cross section ratio, and also mass difference and efficiency difference. And then, the few slides before, I said number of observed super K event is 108 event, and expect from the near detector measurement, we expect 151 event. And the dominant error of this 10 event is come from 5% from this near detector measurement, and also 5% come from the uncertainty of far to near ratio estimation calculation. Then we measure the absolute flux, and then also we want to measure energy spectrum. And this time, I just introduced one new detector, but all neutrino interaction studies done with all detector, not only cyber. And cyber is start operation in 2003. This is a full active fine grain detector and sensitive to a low momentum track, and also clearly identify charged current quasi-elastic event and other interaction. We define this as non-quasi-elastic. And this is an event display at the cyber detector. You can see muon track and also proton track. Proton track has more dense because more large energy deposit. And then in case of charged quasi-elastic, by using this muon momentum, we can calculate the expected proton directions. And we see the difference between this estimation from this muon momentum and the actual observation. This is the delta theta p plot. And this black one is a charged current quasi-elastic. And with this delta theta p less than 25 degree, we define this is charged current quasi-elastic candidate. And above 25 degree, we define this is a non-quasi-elastic candidate event. And then I think some experts also mini boom people, so we observed some muon, forward muon deficit at K2K, and some of this kind of topics was discussed at a new INT conference. Some new result from us is that this forward deficit happened at non-quasi-elastic event in dominant part. One source is a non-quasi-elastic event. This is a non-quasi-elastic event candidate in cyber detector, and this is a reconstructed Q square distribution. And we see clear deficit at the forward means low Q square regions. And this is data minus Monte Carlo divided by Monte Carlo. We see this kind of deficit in this one. And the source of this deficit, currently, we consider two options. One is a charge of current 1 pi resonance production has low Q square suppression may exist. Or you can see this green part. This is a come from charge of current coherent pion production. Maybe there are no measurements at the coherent pion our energies. So the coherent pion may not exist or may have a more lower threshold than we expect. And this time we do not identify which process caused the effect. So we do that oscillation analysis in both cases. CC1 pi or coherent pi model is corrected, but oscillation analysis is very insensitive to the choice. And future analysis from K2K, I think we can identify which caused this deficit. And so I introduced this two-track non-quasi-elastic sample in cyber, but the oscillation analysis means a spectrum measurement. We use full sample. 1 kiloton, we use a fully contained winding muon sample. Sci-fi is a one-track sample, two-track quasi-elastic, two-track non-quasi-elastic. Sci-fi is one-track, two-track quasi-elastic, two-track non-quasi-elastic. And also, we use that with this low Q-square suppression of non-quasi-elastic part in cyber. And this correction will reproduce all other distributions of all other samples. And this is one example. This is a 1 kiloton muon momentum and muon momentum and angular distribution. And before the correction, we see dot is data, and histogram is Monte Carlo. So we see the forward deficit at the data. And with applying this low Q square correction or removing this green coherent pion production, data is very much, Monte Carlo is very much with data. However, to reduce the bias of this model corrections, this time to measure the flux at KK side, we use some theta cut, more insensitive region of the choice of the models. So near detector combined flux measurement. Basically, we use a muon momentum and theta distribution for these samples and measure the flux and also this called non-quasi-elastic and quasi-elastic ratio. And fitting parameter is again this one, and also detector uncertainty of the energy scale, track counting efficiency, and also some track counting efficiency come from nuclear effect using constraint for this parameter fit. And the strategy is to measure the neutrino flux at the more relevant region for theta mu greater than 20 degree for 1 kiloton and greater than 10 degree for sci-fi and cyber. Basically, this difference comes from the different threshold for muons in these two detectors. And apply low Q square correction to this time CC1 pi models or coherent pi and measure the non-quasi-elastic ratio with this correction and use this measured flux for spectrum analysis at super K. And this is data, muon momentum and the theta distribution in 1 kiloton data. This data is fitted with a quasi-elastic Monte Carlo and a non-quasi-elastic Monte Carlo by tuning the, varying the flux and also by varying the non-quasi-elastic quasi-elastic ratio. And this is a flux measurement at KK. And there is 8 beam of the flux. And 1 beam is used as normalization because we only use a shape of the flux, so this beam is normalized. And non-quasi-elastic quasi-elastic is assigned additional 10% error because of this value is sometimes sensitive by varying the fitting criteria conditions. And this histogram is a beam Monte Carlo estimation, and the red line is a measurement from the near detector. So reasonably agree. It's a model prediction by beam Monte Carlo. And this is a muon distribution, momentum distribution of sci-fi detector. This is a momentum, and this is angular distribution. And this is a one-track sample. Second line is two-track quadrastic sample, and the third line the two-track non-quadrastic sample. And the dot is data, and the histogram is Monte Carlo, so you can see reasonable agreement between data and Monte Carlo. And also, this is fiber data, muon momentum, and angular distribution, and one-track sample, two-track quadrastic, two-track non-quadrastic part. And hatched region is a charged current quadrastic component. So, the last 8 minutes, I talked to the super Kamiokande oscillation analysis based on this flux measurement. And the total number of, basically super Kamiokande oscillation analysis, we use the total number of events and reconstructed ENU spectrum shape of fully contained winding muon samples. And also systematic errors are in the constraint term. And maximum likelihood consists of these three parts. And this FX is a systematic error parameter based on measurement at near detector or pion monitor, beam Monte Carlo estimation, or super Kamiokande systematic itself for this normalization flux and this one. So this is a sample of event. How many events we observe and how many events we expect without oscillation. Already I show we observed 108 events and the estimation of the Monte Carlo based on the KEK measurement is 151. So we see the deficit of muon event. And when we look at the event category, winding event is 66, and estimation is 94. And mu-like event is 57, 85, e-like 9, 8.8, and multi-ring is this number. And also this impasseness, I divided by K2K1 period and K2K2 period. Corresponding proton target is this number. Okay. And for this winding muon sample, out of 56 out of 57, we use ENU reconstruction, energy spectrum measurement. One event is removed because one event we observed at 99, it's a 200 kiloampere magnetic horn operation. It's a different magnetic horn setting. So we don't use one event for the spectrum analysis. And this is, again, normalization part and the shape part compared to the non-oscillation case, 151, and we observed 108. By using TOEI Monte Carlo, this probability is only 0.3% to observe 108 event with this estimation. Also, the event shape, this is observed energy, reconstructed energy spectrum, with a charged current quasi-elastic assumption. And expected shape is this blue line. And this does not match observation and estimation with the case probability is only 0.11% data and Monte Carlo prediction. So both we see the less number of event and also spectrum does not match with the non-oscillation scenario. We do the oscillation fit. And this time, K2K best fit value go to sine square at 1.53, go to unphysical region. And delta M square is a 2.12 times 10 to minus 3rd. And the best fit value in the physical region is a sine square 2 theta 1.00. And delta M square is a 2.73 times 10 to minus 3rd. And the difference of these 2 points, delta log likelihood is 0.64. So about 1.2 or 3 sigma level. So. And also, we performed a TOEI Monte Carlo. And with this true input is in this value of sine square 2 theta 1 and delta m square 2.73, the probability observed event with sine square 2 theta greater than 1.53 is 14.4%. So, and this is a contour plot from K2K. Sine square 2 theta and delta m square based on delta log likelihood from the minimum. And also with the oscillation scenario, the number of SK expected with oscillation is 105 event and observation is 108, so consistent. And also this is red line is expected ENU reconstruction spectrum based on neutrino oscillation and the best fit case probability with this red line and the dot data is 52%. So both number of event and reconstructed ENU spectrum is quite consistent with neutrino oscillation scenario. And this is a delta log likelihood distribution from the minimum at sine square 2 theta equal 1 and delta m square equal 2.73 times 10 to minus 3rd for sine square 2 theta. So from this one, delta log likelihood distribution, the delta m square is in the window between 1.7 to 3.5 times 10 to minus 3rd at sine square 2 theta 1 at 90% confidence level. And also contour plot of the number of neutrino, this contour plot is calculating just based on the number of neutrino event disappearance, and this comes from the ENU shape distribution. So this is a region of 68% confidence level, and this is a 68% confidence level. So both results are reasonably agree, and I make one animation how overlap is. So both number of events and reconstructed ENU spectrum matched with this region, and both results are consistent with the oscillation scenario. Also, people worry how K2K1 means before the super-K accident, after the super-K accident, how these results are consistent. And again, this is a contour plot, and please note this is a linear scale. And this is a K2K1 period, and this is K2K2 period. And also, one more animation, how well this match. So both K2K1 period and K2K period are consistent. So also, we calculating the null oscillation probability. Null oscillation probability are also calculated not to toy Monte Carlo, just based on the delta log likelihood difference. And this delta log likelihood difference is translated to the probability, how much probability we have. And this line is the K2K1, and this line the new mu disappearance, just counting a number of muon neutrino, neutrino event, and the K2 part, and combine of 1 and 2. So currently, combining K2K1 and 2, and combining the new mu disappear number of event and the spectrum distortion, the null oscillation reproduce this phenomena is only 0.01%. It's 3.9 sigma confidence. So disappearance of muon neutrino and the distortion of the energy spectrum as expected we in neutrino oscillation. And then we say K2K confirms neutrino oscillation discovered in super-K atmospheric neutrino in 1998. So mostly that's all of our result. And also I want to introduce one slide for other physics in K2K. This is completely different topics. Also, we measure the neutral current 1 pi 0 production in, this is a neutrino interaction study happened at KK, Okada at KK, and neutral current 1 pi 0 production of muon neutrino divided by the charged current is about 6.5%, and this is well with the prediction. So this result will be published within a month or so. And also, in addition to the new mu disappearance oscillation search, we do also new mu to new e oscillation search. This will be the next big target at the next generation long baseline experiment. Of course, K2K, we have less number, less flux, so we are not so sensitive compared to factor 2 was our limit. But our new result of new mu to new e search is this level. And this is accepted by PRL. So the last plot is a summary with an 9 times 10 to 19th POT. This is about 90% of our proposal. So we still run to K2K this year to achieve our final goal. But with this proton target, K2K has confirmed neutrino oscillation at this 3.9 sigma level. And also disappearance of muon neutrinos are 2.9 sigma, little bit below 4, little bit below 3. But and also distortion of energy spectrum. This is yesterday, Cameron and people show delta M contour plot in linear scale. Also, today, this time we prepared a K2K new result with a linear scale. And this is a plot of this new K2K result. That's all.
Thank you very much. Some questions?
Mm-hmm. So in the last series of experiment, you have more E-like events, something like 7. Does it mean that your limit on nu mu to nu e will be weaker than what is published?
Oh, there are no official comments. Still, we are not performing the nu mu nu e oscillation analysis is a better event selection criteria. Sorry, still, it's we don't have an official answer.
Next time.
In your fits to the angular distribution, which set of parameters, the sine squared theta, 2 theta equal 1 or 1.53, was used?
Oh, 1.0.
Could you please show again the figure in which you superpose the data to the non-oscillation spectrum and to the oscillated spectrum? You have shown a figure in which the data were superposed to the spectrum with and without oscillations. Okay? So the spectrum in the presence of oscillations, the red one, should be always lower than the no-oscillation spectrum, unless you leave the normalization free. So the question is, are you leaving the normalization free in the analysis?
Normalization?
Because the red spectrum should be always lower than...
Yeah, if we take care of the normalization. Because we only compare the shape for this E-new reconstruction, and number of normalization is already in part of the this part. Just to count the number of events. In this part, there is a normalization part is there to avoid the overlap of this.
But that means that you need a higher normalization to fit the data, which is also the reason why you get the sine squared to theta so large. You need a higher normalization to fit the data.
No, higher normalization?
Yeah, this is why you are getting sine squared to theta 1.5.
No, exactly saying mostly sine squared to theta 1.53 is come from this energy range. We see less number of events at below 1 GeV, means at the oscillation maximum. So fit to try to adjust around this one. So 1.53 curve is a more go to down, not the shape part.
Yeah, just two comments on that. First of all, it's extremely dangerous to use the Kolmogorov-Smirnov comparison for anything with any systematic errors in it. So as your experiment gets better, you don't want to use that. But if you could go back, when you defined the efficiencies, when you integrated over the flux and cross-sections, it looked like you used an efficiency which was energy independent. And I was wondering why you didn't put that inside the integral. That would be an easy place to get a normalization shift. Yeah. Right? You have the efficiencies written outside the integral sign.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you
Energy, we treat as independent as energy. This is should be sigma divided by efficiency treated as a function of energy.
It is treated
yes.
as. Yes. But wouldn't you want to put that in the integral sign? Maybe the equation is just not.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to.
Yeah, we treat it as independent of energy.
Here.
So I had a question about this low Q squared discrepancy in the near detector data. You say it's not clear if it's a problem with the single pion model or maybe the coherent pion model. Aren't there other kinematic variables you can use, like the direction between the pion and the beam direction, that can allow you to disentangle those two contributions?
Also, this. Cyber detector has a full active detector. Also, we can check the vertex activity, and also we can do the particle ID. Mostly, this CC1 pion case, half of the second track is a proton. So, of course, that kind of analysis is ongoing, but yes, I think we can release new result maybe in hours.
For another question?
The earlier Super K atmospheric data, you couldn't do a a test for looking for flavor versus sterile oscillations by looking at the pinot production because the pinot cross-section was unknown. Now that you've measured it, can you use that to extract a test for flavored neutrino oscillations from Super K atmospheric data?
Yes. Yes.
And the answer is?
Oh. I know they are preparing the paper, but I think they showed the ICRR conference last summer or so. I don't remember the exact number at Super K analysis, but the last summer, I think, Shoei Nakamura presenting at the ICRR conference. But yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tsuyoshi.